When you phone the BBC, you'll be very familiar, obviously, with the number that we give to you to phone the BBC, 08459 555 678. And it's a number that many of you call every single day. We have had a caller called Stephen who's been in touch with us about a charge that occurred on his phone bill when he phoned the BBC. Have a listen to this.
I actually got a phone bill in here from, you know, I've got a contract with my service provider. Okay, I got a phone bill and it was particularly high, so I went back to the shop and I said to these boys, could you itemize this for me? Because, you know, there's something not right here. So they went through and I got, for one phone call, cost me £37.69p. And it went on for 5 hours and 23 minutes.
You'd been on the phone for that long? To who?
No, I was on the phone for, as far as I was concerned, for maybe less than half a minute.
Who had you phoned?
To this number here, 08459555678.
That's my number.
Well, that was Mr. Coyle's, who I was phoning at the time, I'm sorry.
That's the BBC number.
Yes, correct. I was answering a question. Now, as far as I was concerned, I made the phone call, answered the question, got it right, hung up as far as I was concerned, but they kept me online for 5 hours and 23 minutes and 8 seconds.
So you're saying you phoned BBC Radio Foyle, and when you phoned, you were, what, a minute on the phone, something like that?
Stephen, I phoned them a few times and I've got it here, 1 minute, 45 seconds, 15 seconds. They all usually cost me about 11.6p. This one cost me £37.6.99p.
So in other words, what you're saying is you phoned them, you were on the same length of time as you usually are, a few seconds, maybe a minute, you hung up the phone, but for some reason the BBC stayed connected to your line and you've now been charged £37.69.
Correct.
So you've got in touch with us?
I got in touch with this same number that I was charged the £37 for.
Do you want your money back, do you?
Not necessarily want my money back. No, you can put the £37 into a chart if you want. I just don't want it to happen again to somebody else who, you know what I mean? I think it's ridiculous why somebody kept me online hooked up for 5 hours, 23 minutes. Somebody at the other end, I think, should have known that I was still there. As far as I'm concerned, I hung up.
Yeah, when calls come into the BBC, they go into a computer system called PhoneBox, and it just allows the production teams and presenters like me to see the caller and see what you're saying. Yeah. So I don't know if there's been a fault or not. Let me just read this statement from the BBC. They say, we've carried out some detailed checks and have a record of an incoming call from that number on the day in question. The call handling system used by the BBC does not keep calls open if the caller hangs up. We want to be helpful and will be liaising with Stephen directly. Have they contacted you yet?
Nobody has. No.
We're not aware of any fault with the BBC system, but are looking into the specifics of this case.
With inside that 5 hours, I actually made 2 other phone calls.
No, and I can see that because I have a copy here of your phone bill.
Correct.
And so at 10:49... you phoned the BBC. There it is in your phone bill. 08459 555 678.
Yes.
That lasts 5 hours, 23 minutes, 8 seconds. But then at 14:36, which is clearly less than 4 hours later, you're phoning another network and you're on the phone for 10 minutes.
10 minutes and 19 seconds. Correct. So
you must have hung up, and you must have been on another call for you to be able to make the second call. Well, look, here's where this is at. It's either a fault with the BBC or it's a fault with Vodafone. And we're in contact with both. Well, look, let us look into this, because this is actually very important. It's very important. We cannot have people phoning up the BBC and being charged £37.69. Now, to be fair, this is a very isolated incident. I've never in my 10 years heard it happen before.
Yeah.
So let's just...
It'd be interesting if it happened to anybody else, you know. It'd be interesting to know.
Well, let's find out. And let us dig into it with Vodafone as well. And we'll wait for the BBC to conclude their investigation. Is that all right?
No problem, Stephen.
Thanks for bringing the story to us. All right. I'll look into this for you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, Vodafone, we did get in touch with Vodafone. They say that they've investigated this and the charges are correct. They say that the call did last 5 hours and 23 minutes. They say that they can only assume the call was somehow put on hold. Remember that the BBC is saying that's impossible, but Vodafone's saying that's what probably happened. So one of the two of them's wrong. Either the BBC's got it wrong or Vodafone's got it wrong. They both can't be right. Vodafone said it would also explain why the customer was able to make another call within the five-hour period. So if the BBC's sticking to its line that within the system the BBC has, it's impossible for one of those calls to be put on hold, how come this man picked up the phone? I've seen his statement and actually made another call. How does that work? Vodafone say we understand that it clearly wasn't Stephen's intention to make this lengthy call, so they've waived the charges. They say we'll charge him just £1 for the call and reimburse the remaining amount. So he's got his money back. I guess the bigger issue for the BBC is that they're not aware of any fault within the BBC system. Now, emphasise again, isolated incident. Within the 10 years I've been working here, I've never, ever heard it happen, ever, to anybody else. So it seems as if it's a one-off. 08459 555 678. Both Vodafone and the BBC have been in touch with that man, Stephen, to say that they are very, very sorry. But the BBC saying that they're not aware of any fault with the BBC system and they're looking into the specifics of the case. Now, Hazel. Morning to you, Hazel.
Oh, good morning, Stephen. Well, a similar thing happened to me last year or a couple of months ago. I can't remember when.
With the BBC?
Yes, because what happened was I phoned from my mobile and then I think it was the next day this came up on my mobile that I couldn't use the phone anymore. And my husband works from home and the phones are through the business and he organises it. I'm not to, I just use it. And he said the bill was... was in the hundreds anyway. And he said, you were phoning an old or whatever old number. And I went, no. But then when he came up and and he said, it was really Ulster because sometimes we'd phone in. And it hadn't been, I was sure I had cut it off, but apparently the call had not been cut off and had been going on for nearly 2 days.
What?
I know. Well, because I'm not...
2 days?
Look, David isn't here at the moment, so I can look back through the records to check the time and the amount. I can get it, but not at the moment. And I just...
How much did that cost, roughly, that call for 2 days? Can you remember?
It was 100 and something, or maybe it was... I can't remember whether it was 100...
For the one call?
130.
For the one call?
Yes, it hadn't been cut off.
I hope you asked for your money back, did you?
Well, when David phoned the company, they said the call had been, they put it to me that I had not ended the call. But I would have thought, after a certain time, surely things would cut off.
And meanwhile, the BBC are telling us that their call handling system, it is impossible. The call handling system used by the BBC does not keep calls open if the caller hangs up. Well, presumably, hold on a moment. Within that 2 day period, presumably you must have used your phone after that call to the BBC. You would have thought.
I think it was, one day and it was the next day. No, when I went to use my phone the next day, because I don't use it very often, I was told I had no service.
Yeah.
And that's when I came through and said to David.
See, that last guy, Stephen, I saw his bill. I went through his bill. And while the BBC are telling us that their system, it's impossible, their system doesn't allow the call to remain open, actually I saw Stephen's bill, and while the BBC is saying that their system doesn't allow it, Stephen was able to make other calls. I tell you what, can you get me that bill?
Well, not at the moment, because David isn't here, it would be tomorrow.
That's fine. Because Vinny and Gareth and things, this production team's sitting here doing nothing all day today. So you get that bill in here, and I'll make sure they look at that for you.
Yeah, well, because I would have assumed somewhere along the line it would have cut off. And I just accepted the blame, because I'm not very good with phones and things. And
all right. Well, listen, thank you for... Here's Billy next. Morning, Billy.
Right, morning, thank you. Stephen. Hi.
What's happened to you, Billy?
Same thing last Wednesday, Radio Foyle, Sean Coyle's programme. I was on it just for about, I thought about a minute, but when I went and checked my phone later on, it was down 15 quid. So I phoned Vodafone, and Vodafone says, no, no, you were on for 2.5 minutes. So I wasn't set, I phoned them again. You're on for 2.5 minutes. Phoned them again. On for 2.5 minutes. So I flipped and says, well, I'll phone the BBC, and they says they're taking it up anyway. Says, I phoned back. I said, I'll phone back and check Vodafone again. Says, you're on for 2.5 hours. And I says, but Sean Coyle doesn't even last for 2.5 hours.
And the BBC's aware of this?
Yes, I've put a complaint in, they're investigating it. That was only the other day. I put a complaint in, it was very nice and polite. But I, as far as I'm concerned, I turned my phone off. This is how does that happen? Vodafone said, if they don't cut the other place off. And I thought it was Vodafone that was charging me. They say the BBC puts a charge on what Vodafone charges you.
What day did you contact the BBC?
Oh, flip, it was about, was it yesterday or the day before?
Yesterday or the day before is the first time the BBC knew.
Yes, that's right, because Vodafone had me going crackers, I'll tell you the truth. And I can't tax, so I can't. And I'm on family and friends, that does me, but I put in on £10 and
£5. I'll tell you what, if this was any other company in this country, this programme would be all over it. So, you know, we will tell the BBC right now, loud and clear, we will be all over this story. It is absolutely unacceptable that if someone like you rings the BBC and someone like Hazel and someone like Stephen and they're phoning the BBC and the BBC saying, well, our system doesn't let it happen, and actually it is happening, we need to find out why.
Well, the BBC didn't say that, Stephen. They said if we find out, we're going to investigate this.
Yeah.
That's what they told me. And they're very sure about we're going to investigate.
Yeah, but they told us only a week ago. Now, admittedly, this is before they knew about you, but they told us only a week ago they've carried out detailed checks.
Well, I don't know. I go on sometimes and say, could you play Elvis Presley or could you play Johnny Cash or something?
You don't want that to cost you 15 quid a pop?
No, like our boy said, it usually costs me maybe flipping 30p or something, you know.
That's the price of a whole CD you're paying for.
Oh, God, no, Stephen. But you see, I sit out in the car and have a smoke too, you know, and that's when I use my mobile.
All right. Well,
you know, listen to the radio.
Well, look, to emphasise again, we've had, of the thousands and thousands of calls that come into the BBC every single week, we've had 3 calls about this today, but it's 3 too many. So we will go back as a programme again and ask the BBC to investigate their detailed checks, to do a wee bit more detailed checking, all right? And to find out what is going on. We're going to get Hazel's phone bill. If Hazel has been charged for, you know, if she rings up the BBC for a minute and has been charged for 2 days, we will sort that for her. That I can tell you.
The only reason I phoned Stephen to your programme when I heard that gentleman on, you know, and I think he was phoning Foy Radio too.
Yeah, no, he was. He was. Okay. Look, we will. There's clearly something going on. And you're sure you hung up?
Well, I'm nearly positive I hung up. I'm not just blaming the BBC on all the.
Did you use your phone after it again that same day? Would you have used it to take a call or make a call?
I didn't. I think it was later on I made a call, but I'm not in the contract. They're saying the BBC says to me, could you get a bill? I says, I can't. I'm not in the contract or anything. I just pay as you go, like when I'm using that. But I'm family and friends, you see, that's my main contact.
You can surely ask for a statement, can't you?
Well, I could phone them back again, but every time you phone them back, I run a bill up of £3 phoning them back because of a 25p charge.
Oh, for goodness sake.
You know,
yeah.
I could phone them up and ask for a statement, no problem.
Well, I think you should, because we will take it on as a programme and we'll look into it for you. And it's clearly either a problem with the mobile phone networks or it's a problem with the BBC. It's one of the two. What I didn't ask Hazel, actually, is which station did she phone? Did she phone Radio Ulster? Did she phone Radio Foyle? You phoned Foyle and Stephen phoned Foyle.
Yes.
I should have really asked. You see, we've got a phone system in here. Which is called Phone Box. And what that does is, as soon as you ring in and give your name, the phone-in operator, I see that, and I see what you're all saying. There's a little note made for me, and it's just basically a call handling system because of the volume of calls that we get into this programme. So there is a computer system handling the calls for the BBC.
Yes.
And what are you asking for? Are you asking for your money back or what?
I just want to know what happened. Tell you the truth, Stephen.
Well, there we go. And Hazel, by the way, Hazel phoned Radio Foyle as well. So the three calls we've had this morning are to Radio Foyle. However, Frank, morning to you, Frank. Billy, thank you, by the way. Frank, morning to you.
Yep, yep.
Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I got a bill for £106 from the Hugo Duncan Show.
What?
For 7 hours and 35 minutes.
When?
About 3 months ago.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% certain. I rang up the company. I phoned them and then I got my screen went blank and a sign came up to say I couldn't use my phone anymore because I was using too much of it. I'm on contract. So I phoned O2 and O2 phoned used to see how long I was on. And they reimbursed me my money eventually. So there you are.
And you got hold on a moment. When did this happen?
About 3 months ago.
And you got Radio Ulster paid you your money back, or their network, or what?
No. The network paid me back my money.
And did the BBC know there was a problem?
No. I just got in touch with the provider.
And what had they explained to you what had happened?
No, that's all they said. I was on the phone for that length of time. And O2 actually phoned the same number. I have a letter there to say that it was a radio program I phoned.
Yes. And how long were you on for to the BBC?
About a minute and a half. Just to phone up one of his teasers.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, look, here's what I can promise all of you. The BBC will look at this. And we'll look at this. Very, very important that the BBC looks at this. And I promise you that we'll come back to you about it. And clearly that statement from the BBC, let me just read it out again. Now, to be fair to them, the BBC issued this statement last Wednesday. That's when we initially asked for it. They say, we've carried out, this was about Stephen's story, the first caller. We've carried out detailed checks and have a record of an incoming call from that number on the day in question. The call handling system used by the BBC does not keep calls open if the caller hangs up. Well, I would be questioning that at this stage. They continue, we want to be helpful and we'll be liaising with Stephen directly. We are not aware of any fault with the BBC system but are looking into the specifics of this case. Well, we now have three other cases on top of that one to look at. And we will do so. Frank, I'm glad you got your money back and thank you for calling us this morning.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.